Well, good evening.
Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. And tonight I want to talk about things that happen in life that we really, really have no idea that's going to transpire. And it just happened to me. And I mean, it just happened to me this week. I helped a lady out, a person out, I should say. I did hypnotherapy. I did everything for them. And I did a lot of things. I shared my writings with them and everything. And the next thing you know, I'm being accused of hacking the computer. And saying I did things to them. And that's not true, but here's the thing. People want people to help them. But how many people that wealthy people help end up suing them and doing a whole bunch of other stuff and doing a whole bunch of things that has nothing to do with nothing? I mean, how many people do that? How does it happen? It's really unbelievable how this transpired, because all it was, I had no idea what was happening. How does that happen to you? And how will that all transpire with you? And how do you feel that happens and everything kind of goes in a different way? And that's something I'm really starting to understand is the people that really are out to expand their life and do different things, they actually do different things, but they don't ask for things. You know, there's a fine line between being helpless and helpful. And that's what I mean, there is. And a lot of people are helpless in this world because there's so much looking for somebody else to do it, they have no idea they can't do it themselves. Because they're afraid to engage in who they are. And that's where life really, and that's what really happens. You can tell I'm trying to type and do something at the same time. I'm not very good at And that's what happens in life. We get blindsided. And that's what goes on in life all over, is we get blindsided by what can't happen and should happen. And we really get upset at ourselves when things don't really, really transpire the way we think they should and the way we'd really desire them to do. But here's the thing. When life engages, you engage in life. And I apologize for that. I was typing a link in. Somebody asked for it. I got blindsided by this because I've been very, very upfront and a very good friend of this person. But you never know what's going to go on in somebody's mind. And that's enough about talking about it, but here's the way the world really is today. When people are looking and really expanding, they're not looking for the help. But everybody in the world today is looking for a handout, not a hand up. And, you know, the thing about wealthy people, everybody says, we should all do this and we should all do that. But that's not going to happen that way, because when life is engaging us, and somebody's willing to be a friend to you and give you a hand up, you should be open to receive it without turning around and slamming it down their throat and trying to take advantage and say they didn't do it. How many people have you helped out and they really, really never helped and never did anything for? You know, that's something that really is quite amazing to me, is how many people in this world are asking for help and then in the end are wanting somebody to expand their life. And it turns out that they really take advantage of that person and nothing happens good for it. And that's where we're kind of setting today, is people really, really are afraid to expand who they are. Because when you have to, say, use somebody else's stuff, you're afraid to engage in who you are and where you're going. And that's what life is all about, is when you choose to engage in that inner self and really let go and say, I can, that's when life gets better and really grows and expands in every facet of your life. Because when we choose to sit idle and in the same place, life really becomes a negative. And then you start really looking to blame people that had nothing to do with what you're thinking they had something to do with. But see, it's about really being free in the inner spree and really deciding that life is the fun place to be. That's kind of what life is really all about, is being in the fun place of life. Because when we choose to engage and look for the teachers appear. But when somebody gives you an open hand and new wisdom, don't look for a way to cut them down and say they did something they didn't do. And that happens in this world way, way more than it should. You know, it's going to take the innovation of the individuals to bring this forward. And we need to start looking at our own individualism. And as I serve myself to serve, to internationally serve many people. And that's what life is really, really flowing in to go about. And when we engage in the people and we start looking at them as teachers, does that take the animosity, because they're there to expand you? Does that take the animosity out of seeing people and you really want to open up to them and start living and experiencing life in a better way? You know, this is where life becomes very challenging for people that really stick out and really want to open their lives and teach people, is because they turn around and somebody is turning around and suing them or doing something to them. And people, you know, the more I kind of figured this out myself, the nicer you are to people, the more they want to take advantage of you. They think being nice to people and treating people with respect is a weakness when it's actually a strength. But we're so caught up in being afraid of everything, life doesn't go anywhere. It's not until you engage in yourself and see yourself as the teacher of your life, then you become the leader to be the teacher, because you're the student of who you are. The student of life, what does that really mean to anybody, and how does it make people feel? And you know, when you feel in a good way, you open up a new way to experience life. You know, I love to see people expand. I really, really do, because when people are expanding, they're full of energy. And right now the world is lacking in energy, but it's our energy. The people's energy is what we're looking for. We're looking for a government bailout to do everything. You know, I've been watching the stock market, and it's getting humorous some days. Oh, all the Europe's and all the debt of the world is taken care of. Then the next thing you hear, oh no, the debt crisis in Europe and the debt crisis here and this and that. Well, nothing's expanded, because until we get some substance behind our money, platinum, gold, silver, and our money gets some intrinsical value, we're going to stay slithering around here, because the dollar has no buying power. It takes so much money to do nothing that you can't hardly do anything. It's about engaging and seeing that money flow because of who you are and where you're going in life. You know, life doesn't really happen until you start engaging in that inner self and seeing what's going on there. And once you start engaging in that inner self and start seeing things move forward, things go open up a lot and do things differently than they've ever done in life. But you can't go forward until you really superly engage in that inner self. We're all looking for the physical world to take us forward, when it's going to be the inner world that expands the outer world. It always is the inner world that does things. But we're too busy looking elsewhere to do anything but do this. And that's where life is really, really binding us up. You can't be bound and wound and thinking you're unwinding, because opening yourself up is about letting go. And it's letting go of the mundane stuff that we've always done and we've always doing. Because we're always looking for something besides ourselves to be the leaders of our life. And there's no really such thing. You're really the facilitator of a forthright vision to move yourself forward. And that, where life will really open up for you, is when you become the facilitator of your forthright vision. And what is your vision? Most people are really afraid of everything, because it takes other people to make energize your wealth. And the only one that can't move their life forward is you. What really holds you down when you're really moving forward and you're really choosing to engage in moving yourself forward? It's you. And you know, there's something about the life of you live is all about what you think. It's not about thinking, it's what you're willing to expand into. We actually overthink life. We really do. Because we think life is this and this and this. And really all life is about a facilitation of forthright on enterprising entrepreneurial thing. So what is it that you're really afraid of, that you're really holding back from doing, that you really desire to do, but you really don't want to do? You don't want to because it's going to make you uncomfortable and feel real, real insecure. Because how do you think being secure or letting other people control your life is actually an insecurity? Life isn't about how much money we get. It's how much wisdom we leave on earth when we pass on, for other people to expand. And if you notice that, the Zen, the Buddha, and the Gandhis, they're still here today. And there will be people in the coaching and spiritual world leave their wisdom here to expand other people, but it's never who we think we are. The true leaders in the spiritual world and the coaching world aren't even here yet. They're on their way. Because there's a whole new paradigm for us to expand into. But we have to really, really think about what we've been doing and how we've been doing it for a long, long time. Because we've been living in the last of the past, because it's easier to do what other people do rather than open up, because how are you following inside society's way of living thinking you're not? And how do you allow that society to really energize and put forth its real negative subsistence upon you? How does that work? And, you know, how does that really open you up to really feel where you're going and what you're doing and everything else? You know, I'm really starting to understand that the more I think I know and the more I want to be the man and the person, the more trials and tribulations and the more overthinking I do, when I choose to just be in the flow of the go, I really open up to a new paradigm to experience life in a better way. How do you feel about that? What would make you open up and feel better about being a facilitator of life rather than the leader of life? Do you feel that's where the politicians of the world and everybody has went down? Is there forgetting to be the facilitators for the people? How are you forgetting to be the facilitator for yourself? That is something to really think about. How does it feel to say I'm a forthright facilitator of my visions to live my sire desires in my universal vista of my taking a siesta on my beaches of life? How does that open you up and make you feel? You know, when you're the forthright facilitator, who's in the game of your, who's the coach? Who's the star player in your life when you're the forthright facilitator? You are. I am. And that's what really, really is what we choose to do today. It's about engaging in everything else and who is going on. But we're afraid to facilitate our life, because when you start facilitating it, people in your life are going to become non-existent. New people are coming in. But really what's going to open you up is you're going to bring in people that are like you. And some of them you're really going to like, and some of them you're going to say, that's not me, but it really is you. And that is what life is all about. And the call-in number is 718-305-6548. And that's something I'm really starting to understand, is when somebody's irritating me, I really understand they're not irritating me. I'm irritating myself, because there's something within them that's something I'm not liking about myself. And that is really where life is being played and engaged, because when I'm facilitating my life, I see that person. But when I'm trying to think about my life, that person is irritating me. Because there's everything comes in your life to expand you. And some of the things that I've had happen in the last 12 or 13 years, I really had to question, but now I'm not questioning that no more, because I'm starting to really understand. The harder the lesson is, because the less I listen. And that is really where it's at. Because when you start really getting wound up and getting all that overthinking going and all them emotional energies going the wrong way, that's because you're unwilling to listen. Because there was a path in the beginning of that to open yourself up to a new way to live. And the more I listen, the more I glisten in success. And that is something that this world really has to. And how is the challenges of this country and the world, because the leaders are the politicians, the employees of the people. How's that? The politicians are actually employees of the people, are refusing to listen to the people. The people are speaking. But there's such a disconnect between the politicians, the business community, and the people. There's just a disconnect there, because we have this mindset. We think business first, people, Politicians think business first, people last, and it's really been that way for a long, long time. How would it be if people first? How would people putting people first and just kind of negating everything else? Because the innovative individual in this world will expand us forward, but it's about really about engaging in what you do in your everyday life. It's like all the outsourcing that went to China. How could little mom and pop little manufacturing plants start up around this country and take the manufacturing back? Because it's going to take capital, but it's going to take people buying products from the people in this country. And we have to buy them from each other. Wouldn't that be a novel fact? We have to engage in conversation. And I've noticed that people text now more than they talk. On the phone or communicate, if somebody's got something derogatory to say or something that's a little unsavory and makes them uncomfortable, they email it. This country has become... The internet is the greatest thing in the computers, but how has it really removed people from having conversations? I used to work, I worked as an electrician and a coach and a speaker, but here's the thing. When I first got in, up until about, I'd say 7, 8 years ago, there wasn't a cell phone on the job. Now everybody's got them. They're texting each other. They're always on the phone. And I was down, when I worked down in Texas, I got a feeling that the cell phones cost that company between $110,000 and $120,000 because there was people on them about as much as they were working. How have we become such a society of we have to be on the phone or talking to somebody, and we actually have lost focus on where we're going? And that's where the forthright, the facilitation of your forthright visions to move you forward. I should say a forthright facilitator of your visions to move your life forward. The world is afraid of a vision of success, because when your people are successful, everybody feels they're less controllable. In the other way, when they're successful, they're moving forward and they're not looking for everything that's going awry in this country. You know, the politicians are 33%, business is 33%, and all the people are 33% of the challenges of the world. But this country, and I've really noticed it over the last few years, we've become complacent in really moving our life forward and doing what we really, really are great at, and that's innovation. We got complacent, actually, in the 60s when people were being able to make a lot of money working for somebody else. And, it's kind of unique. If you look, the world has kind of went backwards on that. As we got complacent, we started getting complacent in every place. Now we become so complacent, we're always looking for somebody else to bail us out or somebody to blame rather than looking in the mirror and saying, it's me. And that's where my life is right now. Everything that's happened in my life is me. I've done it. I've energized it. I didn't listen, or I listened, or whatever I chose to do at that moment, I energized it. And you know, once you start really seeing that and your thoughts, and when you're mad at somebody, are you mad at them, or are you just overthinking, looking for something wrong or something in your life that you can handle? A lot of people actually feel more at home or secure in being mad at somebody than they do and being in civil or being happy or at peace with people. Because when the world has been always at war, someplace, somewhere in the world, there's always been a war. And a war is an unwillingness to communicate ideas and see the other person's point of view. And that's where the world is today. And we got this uncommon denominator. We think if we talk to somebody, we're showing weakness. Well, communication is a strength, because to listen and to communicate your ideas, you're going to move forward through that. And that's something I've been doing with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. Is I've really opened up and learned how to look at the other person as wisdom, but I also look at them as somebody to have a conversation with, because you never know what group of words or what group of actions are going to open you up and them up, and maybe have a Microsoft or an Intel type idea, or just have an epiphany of wisdom. Of that conversation and listening, it will move your life forward in a new way and in a better way. And that is something else that life really threatens us with, is having a good time. We're so afraid of enjoying life. If we ain't busy and on the move, people get upset and mad. Well, life is about having fun. And that's what we've really got away from, because everything is a fast, hurry up, we set in lines, we do this, we're forgetting to enjoy each other. Everybody on this earth is here for a cooperation, a collaboration of wisdom to make the world better. You know, we can put men on the moon, we can do everything, but yet we still struggle in life in the same way. So when you let go of struggle, struggle will let go of you. And that is something the world really has to open up to. And the Letting Go CD I have on my website for sale, that will allow you to let go. And it will get into your deal, and it will open blockages and things you don't see very subtly, and then there's fear is my friend. And that's what we're living, fear is my friend, because fear expands that astute revelation, unleashing your capability. And that's something we're really afraid of. I've really discovered this, and I discovered it myself, and I don't get to walk away, but the biggest fear the world faces is the mirror. Because the greatest talent in your life is the one you see in the mirror. As your eyes see the windows to your soul, your eyes are your soul's window to the universe. To see your golden opportunities, to sail away on your seas of success. And that's what we're really here to open up with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio. And next week we're going to have guests, and I just kind of was just took the week for myself and expressed my own ideas. Next week we'll have guests, and the week after, but we really want to expand the wisdom of people so they experience a better life. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio, Coaching Radio, NLP Radio and Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching is about, in common sense, politically incorrect, when I get the website up and running. That's what this is all about. Is expanding people's divine well-being so they can experience new wisdom and health. And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. My email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And my phone number is 702-755-9410. And I want to thank everybody for listening and everybody that's been here. And we will see you, and we'll be here next week. And good night.